We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's topic time. Pick up the phone, baby. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with the Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got our co-host, Carrie Champion, joining us right now.
You don't have to wear headphones, Carrie.
Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about what Don Lemon said yesterday on CNN.
This violent statement. He chose violence.
He did.
I mean, he didn't give a damn about any woman when he made these comments. Let's hear it.
Oh, talk about age makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry. When a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe 40s.
What are you talking about?
That's not according to me.
Prime for what?
It depends. I mean, it's just like prime. If you look it up, it'll say, if you Google when is a woman in her prime, it'll say 20s, 30s, and 40s. I don't necessarily.
40s. Oh, I got another.
I'm not saying
decade.
I agree with that. So I think she has to be careful about saying that, you know, politicians aren't in their prime.
You need to qualify. Are you talking about prime for like childbearing? Or are you talking
don't shoot
about
the message
prime
I'm just
for the
saying
president.
What the facts are? Google it.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, what are your thoughts? Let's start with the OG Carrie Champion. What do you
think?
OG.
You know what? I think it was silly. Look, I know Don and know him well enough to text and talk to him. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes, maybe not even often, twice I've sent him a text and said, why'd you say that? What is wrong with you? Whatever he has said in the past, I have said, Don, you can't say that. He's like, you know what, my bad, or I'm sorry, or I didn't mean it. I think a lot of times when you're trying to be provocative, mm-hmm. especially in our world, which has changed the game that we live in, mm-hmm. it's all about going viral and making statements and being relevant. And you get caught up. I don't necessarily think he was 100% trying to insult all of women, but he did. Like, and it's not fair. Mm-hmm. It's not fair for us because we always are limited. You guys get better as you get older, and women are done at a certain age. If men were honest, they'd be like, yeah, that's too old for me. Mm-hmm. Like, age appropriate. Men are rarely dating age appropriate if they're dating past their 40s. Rarely. You know what I mean?
To expound on what you said, I also think we live in these world of extremes where everybody is on a side, especially when it comes to politics. So Don is liberal. He's a Democrat. Nikki Haley is Republican, conservative. So instead of like him looking at what she said, because what she said is, hey, I think anybody over the age of 75 should have to have a mental competency test to run for, you know, president or hold to be president of the United States of America.
And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. But he can't say that because he's so beholden to Democrats. He's so in love with the liberals. He's so in love with President Joe Biden. So he don't even want to seem like he's on the side of Nikki Haley, which I think is extremely
well. Well, I don't think he's so in love with. Perhaps he is, but I think he was just trying to make a point that what she said wasn't fair. But she was absolutely within the realm of possibility. Yes. Like after 75 years old, you most definitely. Even to me, that's ridiculous because a woman could never be president at 80 years old.
Exactly.
They would never put an 80-year-old woman in the White House.
And Trump is over 75, too. So her saying that wasn't just a shot at President Biden. It was a shot at former President Trump as well. But he can't even have a real nuanced conversation about what she said because she's on the other side. If a Democrat would have said that, he would have went up there and he wouldn't even have talked about, you know, Carrie not being in her prime.
But not for nothing.
Kiss my ass. I'm in my prime. Stupid. Oops.
But not for nothing. I think you take it past politics. I think you should do it for your license.
I think they do, though, don't they?
No.
I thought they don't.
No.
Okay. They don't. And it's interesting that you say this because my grandmother, I got mad at me because I told her she couldn't drive. This was years ago. I was like, you can't drive anymore. You just don't have the same reflexes. You're not supposed to be driving. And they don't make them retake the test.
No.
And they should.
Absolutely.
Yes. 100%. Absolutely. So there is a past your prime.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
It's Black from Dayton.
All right, what's up, brother? Talk to us. What was your thoughts on Don Lemon's statements?
I don't agree with the way he said it, but I do agree with him.
What do you mean?
I think, this is what I mean by that. I think that when it comes to the date market value, older women don't hold as much dating market value. Not saying that they're not in their prime or they're not valuable as people. But when it comes to the dating market, yeah, they don't hold as much date market value.
I'm going to tell y'all something. When men make comments like that, they tell me they ain't got no eyes. Because, bruh, if you look around right now, the OGs are killing these young girls.
Every day, all day.
I mean, killing them.
I agree with you.
Name every day, that. That's what all I'm day.
Run down
That's
the list. Angela Bassett, Nia Long, Jennifer Lopez, Patti LaBelle.
I'm not saying that those are not beautiful women. That's not what I'm saying. When I'm saying that they are still valuable, they are still beautiful women. I'm saying when it comes to date market value, most men are still going to prefer a younger woman. That's just biological wiring. That's how we are, and that's true.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Some of these men, man, like Diddy need to be with a woman that can identify the signs of a stroke.
Shut up, man. All right? Hello, who's this?
My name is Aisha.
Hey, Aisha. Good morning. Talk to us. What do you think about Don Lemon's comments?
So, I find it interesting that it seems that men are always expressing some sort of imaginary standard for women, like a blanket standard. You have to be this tall. You have to be this body type. And it's like, women aren't cars. We don't, our value is not based on some made up metric. You know, women are people. And I find it interesting that the age range, women in our 40s, you know, I'm in my 30s, but the older you get, the higher your sex drive, the more financially stable you are, the more comfortable you are in your body. And I feel like men, the older you get, the more weight gain, hair loss, libido loss. It's like, you're declining, sir, not me.
Sir.
That a man who likes men is commenting on anything about women.
Whoa.
Or you don't like us anyway.
Whoa.
But
Carrie, do you think there's something to that?
I think it is. And I think the men, the red pill men, the men who always got something to say about women, they don't like women for real. That's a whole other topic. I'm with you on that.
That alpha male Twitter is ridiculous.
Alpha male Twitter is a shame. I agree with her. Well, two things. One, Don does say things that are very traditionally not someone who is ever been with a woman or dating women in that way. I agree with that. Like, because I'll say, Don, that's not normal. Literally, I remember we had this conversation. Me and my girlfriends were talking. I agree with this caller. Me and my girlfriends were talking. There is a metric for women. Like, there's this imaginary metric. You are more evolved. You're outside of the norm in the sense of how men feel about women. But they do, like, oh, I like her, but she's too this or she's too that. Mm-hmm. Like, the littlest things. And we get judged, and especially if you're a Black woman, you get judged at such a different rate. And I think, Don, listen, he tried to walk it back. What he was trying to do, I think more so, is what you were saying. He was trying to agree with the Democrats, period. Yeah. Not so much in the way that he hated Nikki Haley, but in the way that he was like, she doesn't know what she's saying.
Yeah.
But it's hard for us. It's literally hard for us. And I don't want to get into whether or not he's heterosexual or he's gay and that matters. But he does sound like a man who hasn't been around a fine-ass Black woman. Like, reality.
Do you think sometimes gay men step out of their lane and forget you still are a man?
For sure.
So you can't comment on women's
business. For sure. For sure, all the time. You shouldn't be saying, like, come on. You can't say a woman's out of her prime. And she had a point. But I don't want to hold on to that. He just says things like that all the time.
But let's take some more calls. We'll do it when we come back. 800-585-1051. We're talking about Don Lemon's comments. Have you heard him? Let's play a clip right fast.
Oh, talk about age makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry. When a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe 40s. That's not according to me.
Prime for what?
It depends. I mean, it's just like prime. If you look it up, if you Google when is a woman in her prime, it'll say 20s, 30s, and 40s. I don't necessarily. 40s.
Oh, I got another decade.
I'm not saying I agree with that. So I think she has to be careful about saying that, you know, politicians aren't in their prime.
You need to qualify. Are you talking about prime for, like, childbearing? Or are you talking
about
prime for
being president? Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just saying what the facts are. Google it.
We'll take your calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Call me.
And your opinion to The Breakfast Club top.
Come on.
800-585-1051. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got our co-host, Carrie Champion, joining us. And we're talking about these comments that Don Lemon said on CNN. Let's listen.
Oh, talk about age makes me uncomfortable. I think it's the wrong road to go down. She says people, you know, politicians or something are not in their prime. Nikki Haley isn't in her prime. Sorry. When a woman is considered to be in her prime in her 20s and 30s and maybe 40s. That's not according to me.
Prime for what?
It depends. I mean, it's just like prime. If you look it up, if you Google when is a woman in her prime, it'll say 20s, 30s, and 40s. I don't necessarily.
40s. Oh, I got another.
I'm not saying
decade.
I agree with that. So I think she has to be careful about saying that, you know, politicians aren't in their prime.
You need to qualify. Are you talking about prime for, like, childbearing? Or are you talking
don't shoot
about
the messenger.
Prime
I'm just
for
saying
president.
What the facts are. Google it.
So we're asking 800-585-1051. What are your thoughts? We have Noelle on the line. Noelle, good morning.
Good morning.
How you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling blessed that I'm a Trinidadian and it's Trinidad Carnival Week. I'm feeling blessed.
Hey. So what did you think about Don Lemon's comments?
I think that Don Lemon should not be speaking on women because he doesn't even like women. You have to really understand physically and mentally what a woman does before you can even talk about it. And, you know, like, he's trying to get clout, but it's like, you don't even really like us. So why are you speaking to us? You don't even know what a woman is in her prime and what she can do in her prime. I'm in my prime any age that I am.
That's true.
Talk that talk.
It's more than the physical. But you know what? You don't really like women, so I need you to stop saying that. Because you don't even understand us, number one.
And Don said that, you know, that wasn't his personal take. But you shouldn't repeat a take that's not yours like it's yours. You can't make the statement and then say, but that's not my personal take. No. Don't work like that.
Yeah, but that's why they call hearsay in court. You know what? Hearsay in court. They don't do that. So he needs to stop. And I'm like, I'm in the ATL. Just tell him to come find us. And there's a bunch of women in their prime that we could have a full circle with them. And we can talk about women in their prime. That's what you do. You don't go around and talk about all that stuff willy-nilly. It's insipid.
Okay, thank you, Mama.
And I feel like
you know what? I gay or not, men all believe this. You know what I mean? You guys are referring to whether or not she's referring to whether he likes women or not.
Correct.
Men believe this. whether they like women or not.
Not all men, Don.
Not all men. Not all men, but I have been around heterosexual men who believe that after you hit a certain age, you're not in your prime, and that and literally steadfast about it. And so I don't think it has anything to do with his sexuality. Yeah, we can harp on that, but he just is repeating.
It's a man thing.
It's toxic masculinity. It is the patriarchy. It's all the things in which we have been taught in this country. Don is repeating all the subliminally, whether he realizes it or not. That's what he's repeating.
KB.
Yo, what's going on? This is Cash from Brooklyn. Good morning, everyone.
Talk to us. What's your thoughts, brother?
Yeah, I really don't agree with. Grew up like that, though. Anyone from a, you know, especially a certain type of culture, we grew up in the fact that a woman kind of expire certain things at a certain age, or if they're not married with kids at a certain age. I don't understand what a woman prime is. I know a lot of women, 20, 30, 40, 50, they're looking great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know what else, man? Primes are changing every day. Mm-hmm. Because there's certain people that's making you realize, like, damn, you can keep going. Mm-hmm. Angela Bassett in her 60s, bro.
You know, and why are we associating prime with what you look like? Because do you see the physical connotation here? Mm-hmm. You guys are saying she fine because she's 60. She fine because she... We don't say that about a man. He fine for 60. He fine for 50. He fine for 40. But why are we associating what you look like as your prime?
You're right, but there's men I look like that too. But I think because a lot of times your external is a reflection of your internal. So if you've been doing what you're supposed to do as far as, you know, your physical fitness, as far as your mental fitness, your emotional fitness, it will reflect on your outside. So I think that's the reason why.
Well, what's the moral of the story, guys?
What's the moral... Okay.
The moral of the story is the prime for me could be anything. It could be all encompassing, mental, physical, success. Mm-hmm. That's prime. Mm-hmm. People don't hit their prime. Men and women don't hit their prime till their 40s, maybe 50s, in terms of really getting to the place where you're having some financial success. Hardworking folks. I'm not talking about an entertainer, somebody mm-hmm. who does something differently. Mm-hmm. You start to arrive where you are in your prime when you're around your 40s. It's a different level of that's life right. that you experience. And I'm not just saying that just about physicality. I don't want to associate prime with that either. But like, because I'm fine as hell.
Talk that talk, Carrie.
She's 63.
Yeah.
And I also want to say, too, this is why I hate cable news, because it's designed to where one side or the other can't even agree with each
other.
And you end up sounding stupid because you're going against people just because. All Don had to do was focus on what Nikki actually said, and it's that people over 75 need a mental competency test. That combo instead of talking about whether a woman is in their prime or not.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope.
To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.